Hey, Chicks in the Office listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today. This episode is brought to you by Body Armor Zero Sugar. The brand new Zero Sugar sports drink from our friends at Body Armor provides real hydration with no artificial sweeteners, flavors, or dyes. And whether you're looking to stay hydrated or recovering from a long weekend, Body Armor Zero Sugar has got you covered with great tasting flavors like Fruit Punch and Lemon Lime. Available in stores nationwide, head on over to Body Armor Store on Amazon and get yours today.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Chicks in Hogwarts, the Harry Potter pod, where we recap all of the Harry Potter films. We are now on Harry Potter number 7, Deathly Hallows part 1.
Oh, there you go.
I was like, she forgets the name.
No. I got the name. We're on the part 1 of the finale of this series. And
yeah, the end begins, like I said.
The end begins. And I have unfortunate news for everybody.
Bad news, fellow Potterheads.
Bad news.
Yep.
Classic dog ate my homework excuse.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if I believe you or not.
I swear. I really do. Yeah. I really wrote down. And you know what it was?
When I was writing down, trying to prove that she's taking this so seriously that it would be crazy for her to make that up.
I would also, at this point, just tell you guys exactly. I didn't do it because exactly. of the amount of times I have done that. Yep. We've like put off the recording because of me being like, I didn't watch and write down notes. Yep. I would have just told you guys at this point. I was also writing the notes in the I remember the whole thing. I was taking my flashlight. I was like, oh, I'm going to write down my notes on this notepad.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to go on my phone, but then I had to take out my phone as a flashlight to write the notes down.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't see the notepad sitting in the dark. Besides the point, I had 2 pens, whole thing. I wasn't home this weekend, and I've been sleeping in my parents' bedroom. They have a great king-size bed. They aren't here, so it's basically become my bedroom as well as my sibling. We all take
There's
turns sleeping in there.
There's always one sibling who just takes the parents' room when they're not there.
Always.
We've all been, like, switching in and out of this bedroom. Because Norman, King Norman, refuses to sleep anywhere else besides this bed.
Yeah.
He'll sleep on the couch, but like bed wise, he needs this. He wants this bed. And I don't blame him. It's very comfortable. So I watched the film Wednesday. One of the nights I was really sick, I watched it.
Mm-hmm.
And I was taking notes and I left my notepad. Not my notepad, my sister's notepad she let me borrow, next to the bed.
Now, when you say notepad, is like a legal paper like notepad or like a notebook? Like
legal paper.
Okay.
I guess.
Something
the
that
one we have at our desk.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
And I left it next to the bed, and I was not home this weekend, and I came back. And my notes were gone.
The whole notepad was gone or your notes were gone?
Yeah, she threw away the whole notepad.
Not the entire notepad.
So she just ripped it off.
No, the notepad was gone, but the notes are gone.
So she threw out the whole notepad.
So she got rid of the whole notepad.
She didn't get rid of the whole notepad. She was clearing out the notepad.
Did you ask her about this?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, she was
clearing out the notepad.
Ripping pages off and she took and she
it
ripped
It seems
your,
like a weird move.
And she ripped
she
your
knows
notes
you just
off.
Asked her to use it to just rip out
well,
all
I think
the pages.
That was. I think that was. I don't think you ever asked to use it.
I did ask.
Oh,
to
you
use
did
it.
Ask. To
yes.
Use it.
I don't think she was thinking clear. I think she probably thought that I didn't need it anymore because I left it there. She probably thought
right. And this was like a
a full weekend pass, you know, like she did this on a, she's saying it was like Wednesday, Thursday night. Nicole maybe thought like we had already recorded.
Right. She's probably like, oh, she has them already.
She's prepping. She's going to, and she's like going to record tomorrow.
What does she need the notes for?
Yeah.
Notes are gone.
Notes are gone.
The notes are gone.
The notes are gone. Guys, the notes are gone. There are no Rhea's notes.
I remember some
They're
of
gone.
Them.
They're gone.
They're gone.
We're gonna. We're just going to have to run through the movie and hope things trigger your memory of writing things down.
I remember some of them. Like the, I had a really good one about old school camera shutters and the way they click and the way they shutter. That was my first note of the whole thing I remember. And yeah, I'm gonna just have to like try to remember what I wrote down.
Okay. So. I think that's what we're gonna have to do.
I apologize.
Yeah.
But what's the word I'm looking for? I've been compromised.
The notes
have been compromised.
They're in the possession of who knows.
Yeah. They're in the trash.
The notes
were they recycled at least?
She has been recycling lately, so maybe.
Well,
but more bottles.
Let's really look on the bright side there, Noah.
More bottles and cans. I don't think papers. That's besides the point.
Yeah, let's
the notes. I know.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry.
So what is your plan for the final movie, taking notes? So you're going to go back to
your phone?
I'm
going to go back to my phone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's how it was going. I'm going to go back to my phone.
Or you could write them down and then take a picture of it.
And take a picture of it. Or make sure I take the notes with me.
Right.
Like, it was, I'm not even blaming her because it was my fault that I just left these notes next to the bed and they always clean up. Yeah. When, you know what I mean? Like, fault. So, therefore, understood. I don't have the notes.
Okay, guys. We don't have the notes.
This excuse would never work on a teacher because the teacher would just give
me a classic
fail.
Dog ate my homework.
Right. I should have just said Norman ate it. But
yeah,
the teacher would still not pass me.
No.
No matter the excuse.
A teacher would say, you know, I appreciate the honesty, but you still showed up without your work done.
I'm getting terrible flashbacks to school. I really am. I am.
All right.
I was a terrible student.
Let's recap. We'll go through it, and that way I think it'll help maybe jog your memory. You can think of moments that you wrote stuff down if you did. Let's first start initial thoughts.
I made sure I had no ball usage in my notes,
too.
I made sure, and I made a note about that.
I was hoping you would.
No, I made a note about, well, the balls on them to kill Dobby.
Yeah.
The balls.
Yeah.
So my thoughts were, I'm ready for the last one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's how it goes.
This one to me.
So like, oh.
To me.
Cliffhanger.
Too much Harry and Hermione, not enough Ron and Hermione.
A lot of setup. Yeah, a lot of Harry and Hermione.
Harry and Mr. Steal Your Girl.
I was like, I don't know how I feel about what's happening, what's going on here.
Fair.
Feels unfair to Ron. They were leaving Ron out a lot.
I don't really.
You have don't a like with Ron.
It. That's
you
don't I don't like not like Ron, but he just seems like he's always complaining and jealous of Harry. Like that's.
Well, it would make sense that he'd be jealous of Harry. Harry's the best wizard.
Yeah.
And now he's gonna get his girl. It's like
But it's like Harry Potter. Like yeah, like you had her.
You saw his fear with the locket, you know, he's the youngest. His parents wanted something happening? Oh, yeah, the Deathly Hallows. That's it. You get it now? Mm-hmm. No, she's like, that pop song you got on your phone. I know what that bad boy means now.
I thought you were part of the Illuminati for a little bit.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah.
No, I think, and Ron, like, his parents love Harry. They're, oh, Harry, everything's all
Everyone
about Harry.
Everyone loves Harry.
Yeah, so, okay, let's take it from the top, right? We know that the trio's not going back to Hogwarts. They got to find the Horcruxes. Shit's hit the fan. Voldemort's in charge. There's muggles dying. Like, it's all a whole big thing. And on top of that, like, Voldemort really wants to... No muggle-born wizards. None. Got to be purebred. Purebred wizards only.
What got me jacked up about the beginning of this film was the wands.
The wands.
The wands.
Oh.
How Voldemort was like, I have the same wand as Harry.
Yeah.
And so we can't kill each other with these wands.
Right. Everyone's like, puts their heads down, like,
and
I hope
nobody wants to be the one to do it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
because you, because
then
you lose,
then
your,
you lose, then you don't have your wand.
Do you not just get a new wand? Like,
no.
How does that work?
The wand chooses the wizard.
But, like...
Mr. Potter.
No, I know, but what happens if your wand breaks? Or, like, you lose it? Or someone steals it? Like,
to be honest, I don't know. I just know that, like, if your wand breaks, you're kind of, like, shit out of luck.
That's insane.
No, but you can... But also not, because Ron's wand breaks... Or in the earlier movies. I think you can...
But in
I
reality,
think if it breaks, you can get a new one.
Yeah. I mean, but, like, clearly you could just take someone else's.
No, but I don't think, like, if Voldemort, I could be so wrong on this. Also, I really don't know.
Voldemort, how don't you know?
I don't know. I don't know everything.
You don't?
I know. Voldemort taking.
What?
She really
Voldemort taking Malfoy's wand. I think, like, if your wand still exists, you can't just go get another wand. If that makes sense. Like, he got his wand taken from him.
I would have been like, well, can we at least trade Voldemort? Like, can I get yours?
Yeah, that's just
right. I liked that.
You liked that?
I did. It was like a little
right
plot twist I didn't expect
right.
coming.
Right.
What, that he took the wand?
I feel like Harry and Voldemort have a lot more in common than we think.
They do. That's actually a very fair point. And, you know, they're gearing up. They're doing all this stuff, and they show, you know, the Dursleys are leaving because everything's happening. It's like
not
the farewell.
Safe.
Not safe.
They should probably just
here.
Stay there, though, and
they're
die.
They're heading out. They're gone. Hermione wipes her parents' memory of her so that they don't...
What a crazy thing to do.
Yeah.
Insane.
That's honestly,
she's
like...
She's protecting them.
But there has to be another way.
Is she protecting them, or yeah. is it going to be really fucking sad when everything's all right and
yeah,
her parents
no
don't
family.
Remember her? Is
yeah,
there a spell
that
brings
that?
It back?
I have no idea if you can undo that.
So,
Obliviate. Oh, yeah. I don't...
Like, what did Ron do? Like,
I mean, Ron doesn't have to worry about his parents there. Yeah.
I have a weird... This has nothing to do, really, with the plot of the film, but the place they refer to as the diner looks more like a Chinese food place.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
just I thought that so, the whole
that?
Time.
I'm trying to think of what that looks like.
Picture a Chinese food place.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
But they describe it as a diner.
Yeah. Maybe it's maybe it's different over there across the pond.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. You can go check it out. No?
No, I was upset.
So.
go to a diner, send us a picture.
Come back to us on that. So there, everybody's leaving and Snape tells Voldemort about like the new plans of when they're moving Harry from the house to somewhere else. They're protecting him, and they're in this like, you know, Death Eater meeting pretty much. Voldemort with the wand, like you said, they had the Charity Burbage, who's a professor of Muggle studies. She's floating above the table, pretty freaky. She's dead, kills her.
My
Nagini,
first thought was weird to see Voldemort in this setting, like at a table, like in a meeting, kind of like.
Yeah, he was in a meeting.
I also had that thought too. I was like, oh, normal guy.
Yeah, like
he's just
when he's not fighting people, he's or trying to take over the world. He's just like,
yeah,
he's having a meeting, but also killing people in that meeting.
He's like setting up a Zoom call.
He's strictly business.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Charity,
he's not a businessman.
Two
he's
seconds
a business,
of Charity.
Man.
It's sad. She's like, Severus, we're friends. Dead. Nagini. Nagini is such a good name for a snake. Just want to throw that out there.
Is
I
it?
Think. I think it is, yeah.
Kind of sounds like Negroni. Ever have a Negroni?
Nagini.
My dad and my brother, big Negroni guys.
Yeah, I like
they are.
Yeah, they do.
They are.
It's a good drink.
Yeah.
Yep.
So then the Order of the Phoenix, they all show up to take Harry out of the house. It's Moody.
Love Moody.
Hagrid.
Hagrid's been...
Fred and George.
Not that involved.
Pretty lackluster.
quiet from Hagrid.
It's been
well,
quiet.
They're not in school.
If he pulls up wearing
those,
it's going to be quiet for him.
He's not, he's not in the sixth one a lot.
Homeboy's
he's not in the sixth one
it.
A lot. So it's Ron, Hermione, Fred, George... Bill.
Hagrid.
Have we met
Fleur.
Bill before this, by the way?
Because
I was like, oh, him. Like, he's a real actor. Bill Weasley.
Yeah.
He was in...
No.
Was
he in the sixth one?
I don't think so. I was like, because I remember being like, oh, I didn't know this guy was in these movies.
I don't
movies.
Know if this is the first one that he's in.
I feel like it is.
It might be.
Wait.
He's the guy from the Star Wars movies. He's
no. And he was in... who's the guy who brings Harry, Ron, and Hermione, like, their Dumbledore's things they left behind? Who's that guy?
What?
The guy who
the minister?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is the first time we're seeing him, too.
Yes.
Both
he's
British
new
acts,
minister.
Love Actually. Also in Love Actually.
Yeah. He's the singer in Love Actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Domhnall? I always say this guy's name wrong. Gleason. He's the Irish actor. He's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, but him and
About
Bill
Time,
Lizzie,
Peter Rabbit.
About Time, they were both in that movie. Father and Son in About Time. The
oh,
guy
really?
Who plays Bill Weasley, yeah. A lot of, I feel like British actors, like, there's a few big ones in there in every movie. every British movie.
Yeah. His dad's a very famous actor as well, Gleason. Oh my God, and he's my, wow, you know what? You learn something new every day. I did not know this. Bill Weasley's.
Real person.
Real actor name, mm-hmm. Gleason. Dom, we're going to call him Dom.
Okay.
And, Dom Gleason.
And his father is Brendan Gleason. And Brendan Gleason is the actor who plays Moody. Mad-Eye.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're
would you look at that?
Film.
They're in this movie together, too.
That's cute.
Who I didn't know. I
hey,
actually did not know that.
My son? Like, my son? Like...
I never really put that. I never really put two and two together.
Like, yeah,
because I will
Weasley.
Say when this movie came out, I don't really know how much he had done, Dom.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to say. Because, like, so he was in that movie came out in 2010. And all, like, kind of the big movies he did later, it seems like.
Good actor.
I would say.
You ever see About
after
Time?
After that one.
No, but
great
I heard
movie.
It's a really
you'd
good
cry.
Movie.
He's in. Oh, he was in True Grit in 2010. Also,
wait, friend, did you watch About
you
Time?
You know, I auditioned.
About
for,
Time is a, yeah,
yeah,
I did.
I auditioned for True Grit.
I feel like you've auditioned for like thousands.
I have. Haley Steinfeld got the part.
Yeah, Star Wars. Yeah.
Well, she
he's
was
a
not
ton of good stuff.
Haley Steinfeld at the time.
Yeah. Oh, so it'd be like if you had gotten the part, Haley Steinfeld would be here. Be like oh, Maria Chiffo got the part.
Yeah,
exactly.
But she wasn't Maria Chiffo yet.
Wow, you know what? I'm glad I put that together. I really did not know. I did not know that. I don't think, like, he, you know, he wasn't that he big then. But I didn't even know that
look,
these
Fran's
two were...
Look, learning something new.
I am.
Yeah,
I
well,
know,
she doesn't
I am.
Know everything.
I don't. I like everything. I said, I don't know everything. Okay, so they all take Polyjuice Potion to look like Harry, to try and trick the Death Eaters to get to the Burrow. Mundungus Fletcher... is part of the group. You don't really know too much about him. He's a pain in the ass. And they all change. This is one of the only times like I like laugh when I watch this movie. This movie's like fairly serious all the way through.
Yeah.
There's not like a lot of comedic relief. There's some from Ron, which he is good for. Mm-hmm. But this is the only time when they're all looking like Harry but talking like themselves.
Oh yeah,
there was a lot of that in this movie, and yeah. I didn't like it. Like
Bill,
when Ron,
look away.
And,
I'm hideous.
When Ron, yeah, when Ron and Harry weren't themselves,
you know what
yeah.
else? You know
and
what
I,
else?
I like looked down for 1 second, looked back up. I was like, "Who are these people?" And then they started talking,
you know,
and
a
I was like,
thought that crossed my mind when they were all Harry was like Hermione, like she could like check out Harry's situation, you know, if she
oh,
wanted
boy.
To, if she
yeah,
wanted to.
I guess that is true.
What a thing to take well, away from
no,
that.
Just,
what
that,
a moment
that crossed right. my mind. It was like, huh. oh, like, it
Fleur,
must...
Fleur could have also.
I mean, any of them could, but
yeah.
I was like, Hermione
yeah,
probably was kind
of
curious.
Could.
For sure.
And maybe she did, and maybe that's what happened, where she, like,
yeah,
kind of left
was
wrong.
Like, especially at that age.
Yeah.
What a ridiculous thought. They're all taking Polyjuice Potion just to get naked and see what they look like.
I mean, if I were Harry, I'd kind of be like, oh.
Harry's like, I could fuck myself right now.
Yeah. They're just. Oh, man. Anyway, right away, the Death Eaters are there. It's a, you know, they get ambushed. Everybody's dueling. The real Harry rides in the little sidecar with Hagrid. They're going through London. They're all getting chased. Voldemort shows up. The wand. The wand doesn't work. The new wand doesn't work. He freaks out. He leaves. And they all kind of slowly get back to the Burrow. And sadly, the first of, you know, deaths to come. Hedwig.
He kind of blew their cover. Blew his cover.
Hedwig is a girl.
Shit, I didn't know that. Did we know that there were genders for these owls? I didn't know that.
I mean, owls.
Why are you?
What do you mean? You know, there's girl boy owls.
No, I know, but like, was that a known thing in these movies?
Did the owl pick its gender? Or
Hedwig is a girl.
Are we just, yeah, like, when was that made clear? Are you just assuming their gender?
She is referred to as a she.
Really? Oh, maybe Harry has said that a couple times.
Yeah, he says, because they're like, oh, in the movie, it's like, oh, how did they, how they know it was the real you? And he was like, oh, I think it was Hedwig. She gave me away.
Okay.
Boom.
But yeah. Either way.
Not
yes.
The
Hedwig
most.
Either way, cover.
Hedwig, yes, but because she was trying to protect him. Not, and she did. And she took a hit for him. She went down.
Yeah.
Not the most upsetting death. This.
No. I was like, whatever.
That one, it makes me sad every time. But it's just the sound she makes. We'll get to it. This is, why are you already crying? What's happening? Anyway, we're gonna move past there's like a sad sound that Hedwig makes as she goes down. That is sad.
It's like when a dog gets hurt and they squeal. It's like the worst sound.
Oh, can't, like, you accidentally
step on their tail or something.
God, no, let's not talk about that. Okay, everybody makes it back to the Burrow except for Mad Eye, because Fletch Mundungus is a coward. He evaporated. He left and left Mad Eye to fight on his own. He went down, and who they come back? Fred or George? I'm holy Fred. George. You all right, George? Yeah, George. George. I had to think about the lines of the movie in my head. I'm pretty sure I'm right. George gets his ear blown off.
And then Harry shows
feeling
up.
Feeling saint-like.
Don't believe it's Harry for a second.
Yeah, they don't believe it's Harry. They have to
ask
questions.
Well, there were so many.
So many. Yeah. Lupin and Tonks are with them as well, and everybody like paired off, and Tonks gave Ron a nice compliment that he was so good in the battle. Everybody was surprised.
Hermione was surprised. He's like, why are you surprised?
Yeah, exactly. So
you hate Ron.
Always the tone of surprise. Okay, so then Harry like tries to leave. He's like, I'm going out on my own. You guys are, everybody's dying for me. Can't be having this happen. Ron convinces
Hero
him.
Harry.
Yeah, exactly. I can do this on my own. No, we can't. Ron convinces him to stay just because Bill and Fleur, they're having a wedding. It's like, even though sad times, they're trying to do something happy. So they're getting married. They're setting up for...
Of course, the Weasleys trying to...
have something happy happen. Yeah. They're setting up for the wedding, and... Scrimgeour.
What could go wrong? Like, it's not like death.
I'm probably saying, I always say his name
it's
wrong.
It's not
I
like
think.
If we gather all these people together that anyone's going to find out and want to come find us.
Yeah.
Correct. The minister shows up, this new minister of magic, and he has Dumbledore's will and has three things for each of them, Harry, Ron, Hermione. For Ron, it's Dumbledore's Deluminator. For Harry, it is the snitch, his first snitch that he caught in his first Quidditch game. And Hermione, it's a book, The Tales of Beedle the Bard, which are like kids' books. Bappity rappity. You know, without your notes, it just, I feel like there are moments that maybe you would have laughed and wrote things down.
I'm just laughing to no one. And nobody's going to believe me, too, because they're going to be like, she definitely just didn't watch, she didn't write down notes. As I was writing these notes down, were like, these are funny.
Yeah.
Like, I was writing them down, and I was like, these are funny notes. And it also helps you remember everything that happened when I have it all in front of me.
How much time went by between when she threw it out and when you asked her?
When did we watch the movie?
Well, that's a question for you.
Wednesday.
I mean, because we watched the same night.
Wednesday. I was gone Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
I was going to say, was there enough time to like check the garbage? Or it was
I was gone Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm. Came home Sunday night.
It's gone. So, anyway, Babbity Rabbity, Ron, they have different kids' books for muggles.
Not great things to be left. I was like,
Dumbledore,
like, none of that stuff
this
matters.
Big guy.
What does the snitch do?
That's a nice manner. I actually think that was the best one out of all of them.
Like, it actually doesn't, like, do anything. It's like, oh,
no, but it's
correct,
a nice memory. What are the things that Wills, like, do for people?
Wait, the movies aren't over.
House.
And all of them have actually been very important. Without Beetle and Bard, they're not figuring out Deathly Hallows. Without the Deluminator, Ron's not finding his way back to Harry and Hermione. And the Snitch comes into play. He figures, all you know, right, he says, right. he when he finally realizes that he can kiss it and, like, you know, put it on his lips and it says, I open at the close, it means something. All
right.
Okay, he's also supposed to get the Sword of Gryffindor, which the minister says, like, that's, you know, it's been missing anyway. So that's like, okay. So at the wedding, Harry meets Luna's dad. He's wearing the Deathly Hallows symbol around his neck. And then he's also asking about Dumbledore, trying to find out more about Dumbledore. They're all, the older people are gossiping. He's like, how well did you actually know Dumbledore? He had all this family background that he just doesn't know about.
Dumbledore has a brother.
Yeah, he does. And he also hears of Bathilda Bagshot, lives in Godric's Hollow.
The names of these people.
Yeah, great names. Elpheus Dodge.
JK.
Yeah. The wedding obviously comes to a screeching halt.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
who could have seen that coming?
Yeah, the Kingsley shows up and he says, the ministry has fallen. The minister of magic is dead. And then it's like, oh, they're all coming. So they all run away. Harry, Ron, Hermione grab each other. They get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
They go, they're like
selfish
in the middle of London.
Harry's like, come on, Hermione. Oh, and Ron. Come on.
Sorry, you can come.
They're in the middle of London. They almost get attacked at the
Ron, you sure you don't want to stay with
diner.
Your family?
Yeah.
Yeah, me and Hermione can just meet up with you.
You just, we'll just meet you later. They end up like in a coffee shop. They have Death Eaters that come try and ambush them.
Oh, yeah.
They get away. And Hermione, like, basically was ready to go, packed in her bag. She had, like, everything. Good charm. She had everything in there. So they had changed the clothes, the whole thing. So now they have, like, they got no idea what they're doing at this point.
That was funny, though, didn't Hermione? She was like, oh, we didn't even get to celebrate your birthday. Or, like,
yeah, it was like, it was your birthday.
We had a cake.
Yeah.
It's like, these,
Ginny,
you guys have bigger
issues.
They
made issues. A cake. Yeah, Ginny and Ron are feel, you know, Ginny and Ron. Ginny and Harry are, they're kissing more.
I see that.
The
Harry's
twins
a player
are
also.
Right, but like
twins
Harry
are spying.
Is then romantically dancing with Hermione.
That was
wasn't
weird.
A romantic dance.
No.
That's one of my favorite scenes in this whole series.
But that scene, I was like,
I've grown
maybe,
to love it
maybe
more.
I,
yeah, dead serious.
But I was like, if I were Ron and I saw this or found out about this, I'd be like, what the
They're
fuck, Harry?
Best friends.
Is that something that you do? Like with your like that was.
They're best friends.
I ain't doing
they've
that
just
with my
been,
best friend.
Yeah, like,
they've
what?
Just. I've danced with my best guy
your
friend.
Guy
you're alone.
Time.
You're
like that.
Yeah, but like out. Like you're in alone. Just
yes.
You two.
Romantic.
Yeah,
put on
he's
a song.
Like that.
Romantically
that's
dance.
Not romantic.
That is
they
that,
were like slow dancing. Better.
That is,
like,
slow dancing is romantic.
Oh my God.
What are we not? I feel like she's trying to make us seem
I
like the next
like,
ones.
Not, like, that's not something you do with like.
Your best friend's girl.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Now, you don't do that with your best friend's girl.
Yeah, you don't.
I know, but they were looking. They were trying to.
Maybe I like
they
Ron.
Were sad. The locket was haunting both of them.
But he
they're
like
just,
initiated
like, turning them
well,
into evil
this
people.
Is, this
like,
is
they,
what I was getting.
The
from
dance
this,
was making them happy.
No,
yes,
but he,
yes.
He it was
but
all from him.
The romantic dancing.
Like, he was like, "Let me take
I keep,
advantage of
yeah, yeah.
This situation."
It's more so like maybe Hermione and Harry belong together.
No. Nope.
Harry wants. It. Harry would love that.
I don't think so. I don't think Harry.
See, that
would.
That was a move. By, you think that if Hermione leaned in for a kiss, he would be like, "No, we're friends."
I think would, it would. I think it'd be weird.
I think they would both. Be
I
like,
think they would.
I think
kissed.
Harry would.
I don't
jump
passionately.
Like, at a second.
No way.
I think they would have kissed
no
passionately.
Way. Nope.
That is just
nope.
Not true.
How do you not pick up
how
from
you,
that on that scene?
How could you? How could he? One, obviously, he knows the vibes between Ron and Hermione, and two, he's like. Kissing Ron's sister. He's going to be like, now he's going to kiss Ron's girl. He's kissing Ron's
he's
sister.
Always,
friend, people do things like
I'm telling you right now.
Right? Like, that's
nope.
Not the craziest thing that anyone's ever done.
No, it's not. But
has, that's you don't want to believe that Harry
that's
Potter
line,
would do this to his friend. But
that's
right.
A line
there's
got to
be something wrong
and to
with
be
Harry
honest,
Potter.
I would actually go with Hermione that she would never do that.
I know, but I'm saying if she did try to be like, he would. No,
but
he
she
would, not be
would
able to
but she
himself.
Wouldn't ever.
Well, they didn't.
Exactly.
They didn't.
Because they won't.
But it was there.
The spark was there. The chemistry was there. No, the chemistry was there.
I don't think so.
They give off such friend vibes. Two outsiders who are watching the movie for the first time saw this.
Imagine Ron walks in the door when that was happening.
Oh, Ron's, Ron's gutted.
If that happens, yeah, sure. It doesn't.
It doesn't look good. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But there's nothing wrong with it.
But there is nothing wrong with it. They were just trying to have a happy moment in a lot of not happy moments.
There's other things you can do. Let's play tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
I'm not dancing with my best guy friend when I got a man's like that.
You have too much of your mother in you where you're
I'm
like
loyal, babes.
Yeah, there's like it's too old school, like, oh my, touching another man, how could I?
What? What's crazy about that?
You could dance with a friend that you've never had any
a fun dancing.
Yeah, a
never
slow dance
sexual
by yourself.
Never had any sexual kiss moment, nothing with.
But that's how it starts.
At like, I've danced with one of my best guy friends, like at a wedding.
Yeah,
like,
at a wedding.
I would be so upset. I would be upset
a slow dance?
if my significant other danced with his best girlfriend slowly at a wedding, I would be so mad.
Oh my God, you are a different breed of jealous.
Yeah, I would not.
No, but I don't think that's a crazy. I feel like most people would
feel
like that.
No, if Joe, I've actually seen
it happen. You and Joe are different. You and Joe don't get jealous. It's crazy.
I've actually literally witnessed it happen. Like Joe's dance with Joe's dance with bridesmaids, fellow like at weddings. They have to slow dance all together.
I would not allow it. I would just be like, that would upset me if I'm standing there.
Yeah, but if it's part of the wedding, like it's like, well, oh, the bride and groom come out, they did a first dance.
People don't do that at weddings. The bride and groom dance, and then everyone says, hey,
grab your couples.
But that's different still than...
The groomsmen and the bridesmaids have to dance. They dance together with the
bride. But that's a wedding also. Like, we're talking about alone in a house with just the two of them, like...
I'm sorry for being loyal.
Yeah, but even at a wedding, she's saying it doesn't fly.
Because... If I slow dance with
it's
a best guy friend at a wedding,
loyal. You're not doing anything wrong.
All right, Harry.
Yeah, that's not. I don't like that. It's not wrong, but I don't like it. And I think people would agree with me on that. I don't think that's crazy. Like I just feel as at a wedding, it's all about love.
Oh my Lord, I really don't think it's that bad.
I feel like I'm being made to seem crazy.
No, I'm kind of more. I'm on your side.
All I'm saying is I got a ton of weddings this fall.
And you're ready to dance with a bunch of new people.
There's a couple of them that I can't go to with Joe because we literally have weddings on the same day. So if I'm going to a wedding on my own and one of my good guy friends like pulls me up to dance.
They start playing the slow
I'm
music.
I'm going to dance.
To slow
to music? To slow music.
I mean, not to like fucking Dan and Shay or like some like.
Well, this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, my heart will go on.
If they play like Shout.
Yeah, Shout. Of course you're going to get up and dance.
Shout, but like something that you could like.
Two on one.
The way that Harry and Hermione were dancing at some of the parts. Like some of these. A little twirl.
No other guys twirling me if I got somebody.
Oh, God. Okay, we disagree. I don't think it's bad, but...
I don't know if it's bad.
It's not bad. It's just like about like...
Frowned upon.
Yeah, like be like respect. This is not... this is nuts.
I'm firmly...
I don't think you're crazy. I think it's crazy that you think I'm weird for that.
No, I just kind of thought you would have a different point of view on that, but maybe not.
I think in shouts playing and fun jumping up and down songs, of course.
Yeah.
If it's
one-on-one dancing.
No, if it's a dance, especially at a wedding where it's like all the people dancing are like couples and then you're just like dancing with
and you have a significant other.
Yeah.
You're at a wedding.
Okay.
Glenn's there. Glenn grabs your hand and says, let's dance. And you're kind of just like holding hands.
That's like a very specific.
Shaking back and forth.
Example.
But you guys are friends. You can't dance with him like that?
Glenn wouldn't do that. Glenn wouldn't grab me and dance like that.
He has more of like Harry Potter.
Huh.
Why don't you ponder that, and then like we'll come back to this.
For you guys, that would be more of like a joke.
Right, we would be joking. We wouldn't. I would never seriously dance with Glenn like that.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I have guy friends that I joke with the same way Rhea and Glenn joke.
Okay, but if, yeah, like, if you're in the moment, like, oh, this is funny.
Yeah,
like,
it would be,
like,
yeah, that's different. Like, ah, funny for, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah, because then you can't, like, how long does it go on? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it was more, you're going like this. We were all talking about slow dancing.
Yeah, you're
changing. And then you changed it as we went on.
But I don't even, there's some moments in that Harry Hermione dance that they are close, but there's also a lot where they're not. Like, there's also a lot of, like, children, I'm singing the song in my head.
I think he just didn't really know how to dance.
Exactly. They don't know how to dance, so they're awkward.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's
but
no.
What were his intentions?
It's not like he doesn't have
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't have, like, his hand
what
on
I'm
her
saying,
ass.
No, what I'm saying, though, is if she leaned in. He's not turning away.
God.
That's just a fact.
Now you're just talking about the idea of hormonal teenage boys.
No, but that's not. That's just like in general. Like you could say, like, if she made a move on him, he would be fully
most
about
straight
it.
Guys in the entire world.
On
if a girl
best
leans
girl.
In, a girl, any girl leans in to kiss them, they're probably not saying no. So then
you're kind of proving our point. Then
no, I'm just saying it's a ridiculous point to say that about them when just, they're not like they're clearly friends.
I'll say this, Fran and Joe, they don't get jealous of each other at all, and it's very different than any other couple that I've ever seen. Like, seriously, there are some things that with the two of them that I would be like, I'd be very mad right now, and they just don't, which is good for them. You're just never gonna see me like that.
Yeah we have different thoughts about this anyway. Holy moly, did that go on for way too long.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, Harry, Ron, and Hermione, they go to 12 Grimmauld Place because they don't know where to go. R.A.B., they see it on the wall. Sirius, his brother. R.A.B. is Regulus Black. And they think he has the real locket and that they're trying to find it. So they get Creature, the house elf. It's like, has anybody been here? What's going on? And he says Mundungus was here. The Creature goes to get Mundungus, comes back. He has Dobby with him as well. They come back together. And Mundungus says he sold the locket to, you know, fucking bitch ass Umbridge. And
yeah, what happened?
Still hasn't been laid.
When she got dragged into those woods, they just like, how did she get out of that?
They didn't kill her.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they just let her go.
I guess.
I thought she was definitely dead.
No, so she's part of the new regime. And they come up with a plan, Polyjuice Potion once again, to go to the Ministry to try and get the locket from Umbridge. And at the same time, Harry's like having all these visions, him and Voldemort, their minds are like still connected. So he's seeing that Voldemort, like, he is questioning Ollivander. He's looking for something. He doesn't know what it is. He's questioning Grigorovich, another wand maker, trying to ask him about this wand that he doesn't really know what it all means yet. So they take the Polyjuice Potion, they turn into three Ministry employees, they show up, they all have to do their own thing. Ron's character, his wife is like on trial, he gets busy, he's like busy with that. Harry's able to break into Umbridge's office, but it's not there, and then when they go down to the trial, they realize she's wearing it. She has it on. They pull a little trick. They grab it. They go. And
Harry
it
did
was,
the don't tell lies again line.
I must not tell lies. And that's also one of my favorite Ron moments. He's like, Mary, take the kids. Get out of here. Yeah. And she like makes out with him and then it turns back into Ron. She's like, who the fuck are you? So they
Ron, shady guy.
Yeah, they all turn back to themselves. They're being chased through the Ministry. they try and go into the Flu Network, but they get stuck with the other guy. And I think it's I'm spacing on his name right now, but they get chased out. Yaxley, I think, is chasing them out. And then he sees where they're going because they were going to go back to Grimmel Place. They can't, so they have to ditch him, go somewhere that he wouldn't recognize. So they end up in the Forest of Dean. Ron gets splinched. His arm gets all fucked up.
But, like, that was fixed very easily by Hermione.
Well, Hermione had something in the magic bag to fix it. Sometimes anything you just wrong. Have to lean into the magic bag. So now he can't travel, so they have to set up tent. And this is where things like, for me, like, obviously start to get a little slow, because this is where it's just, they're just traveling. They're in very beautiful, like, scenic places.
Yeah, it was nice.
Like, on top of cliffs and all this shit. And they're trying to figure everything out. They can't. They're like, they have no idea what to do, really. It's just, they're
lost.
Ron's
like, Harry,
he's like talking shit because he's like, oh, Dumbledore really told you nothing, but he's wearing the locket. They're all passing around the locket because the locket's got bad vibes.
Yeah.
You're wearing that thing and it's making you angry and mean and dark.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, they knew that, it seemed, but why would they wear it?
Because they were trying, they wanted to keep it safe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like, it.
If you put it in your pocket, it would have done the same thing.
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I'm confused why
wouldn't they just put it in their pocket?
I think it's just from the sake of fully always knowing where it is.
Yeah.
So they pass it around, and when that happens, when Ron has it on for a while, he throws a little tantrum. He leaves. Hermione's very upset. Ron's very, very sad. They're all sassy.
Ron,
they fight. Period.
Then go, Ron. Then go.
Yeah, they're like, fucking leave, Ron. yeah. He leaves. They finally realize that, like, the only way that they've been able to get rid of Horcruxes is through goblin-made metal, the swords goblin-made. They use that, and then he killed the basilisk with that, and then they use the fang for the notebook. So they're like, oh, now we got to find this shit. We don't know how to find this shit. Ron leaves. Hermione sees the Deathly Hallows symbol in her book. They go to Godric's Hollow. Godric's Hollow. Yeah, this guy right here. They go to Godric's Hollow. It's Christmas Eve. They're in the
cemetery.
Cemetery. It's sad. It's the first time he's seeing his parents' grave, his parents' house. Yeah. Like he's never been to this place before.
I was happy for him here. Because it was like, oh, this time.
Very romantic for them both. She's like, Harry.
No
what
comment.
What a moment for them to share comment. Together.
So they pass the grave of Peverell. The symbol of Deathly Hallows is on that. Also, they see Bathilda Bagshot. She is a creepy old lady because she's basically dead already.
She's like the queen right now.
Yeah. Taken over by a snake.
Yeah.
He wants to find out more about Dumbledore, everything. They go back. She's just, it's really just a snake there speaking in Parseltongue, and it's really Nagini. They have to escape the snake, and Harry breaks his wand. Big, you know, another big moment.
Really can't trust anyone because everyone is just,
and they always
disguised.
Come back, right? Like you thought the snake was gone, boom.
Yeah, exactly. So now his wand, he doesn't have a wand. He's borrowing Hermione's wand. He's having more visions from like the Voldemort. Keeps seeing more stuff, and then he sees a Patronus, a doe, which takes him into the forest. Frozen pond. The sword is in the bottom of the pond. He saw as the, you know, anyway. Ron shows up to save him. And then it's like, okay, Ron, now you have to destroy the locket. When he destroys the locket.
But why did he have to do it?
No, he was like, you
deserve to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, Ron.
I was happy
because it was
for
like
Ron
he was
here.
Like you're the one who actually retrieved the sword.
Yeah,
I was happy for Ron here because Ron
big
had
moment for Ron.
Ron had his hero moment.
Big
it was
moment
my favorite
for Ron.
Moment for Ron because it's about time he does something where everyone applauds him.
That now that is the most uncomfortable moment for me in these movies where they're like the vision of Harry and Hermione when they like start making out. It is embarrassing for Ron for sure. They're also on record, Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson have both talked about having to film that, and they were like, it was the worst day ever.
Didn't she say that about Ron?
Yeah, I mean, all of them, she kind of has. That's different, but they've talked about that one being like, that was just like a heavy make out. That was
emotions
like
are
really
so
uncomfortable.
They're all friends.
Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
And like, they really wanted each other, and so it's like...
It's like, we should be together, stupid Ron.
Mm-hmm. Ron comes back.
As long as Ron's in the picture.
Yeah, Ron comes back, Hermione's pissed.
Of course she is.
She's pissed. Yeah. I'd be pissed, too. And
oh, no, because what did she... He just said some dumb thing, like, oh, hey.
No, yeah, like he was like, hey, and then...
He's not good at expressing his feelings towards her at all.
Not.
It's very bad.
Certainly not. And he... He has a... He talks about using the Deluminator. It had them... Led him back to them. And that's when... That was also when he was like, you think... He says to Harry, like, you think she's, like, gonna talk to me? And he was like... Harry's like, just keep talking about that little light going right into your heart.
Harry's like, I'm not gonna tell you what happened the other night.
Yeah.
I gotta talk about that dance.
That dance. We didn't see what happened after the dance.
I just skipped over that again because I can't talk about it.
But in Fran's world, Ron would have been fine with that dance.
I mean, I can't talk about it again.
I mean, we didn't see what happened later that night.
No, we don't. Where did they sleep?
That is a good question. Like,
good song.
They must have been
cold. I feel like you would.
I can't really remember the...
Children. It's the song is called Oh Children, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Hmm.
It's a good song.
Something you put on if you're really trying to set the mood.
Yeah. So they're reunited. They say they want to go visit... Hermione wants to go visit Luna's dad to get answers about the symbol that they don't know what it means. They go. He explains the Deathly Hallows. He talks about the tale of the three brothers. And they go through the whole story. So now we have the Elder Wand, the Resurrection Stone, and the Cloak of Invisibility. And whoever has all three of these items becomes the Master of Death. Voldemort probably wants to be the Master of Death. Would, you know.
Sick title.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely wants to be the Master of Death.
Business card.
And in his mind, at this point, the only thing he's having some wand issues.
Yeah.
So which honestly, Harry. Like, hilariously sounds like some kind of, like, erectile dysfunction. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, he's having...
Take a pill for that.
He's having some wand issues. The wand's not quite working the way it used to. Yeah.
Can't get the wand up.
Can't get the wand to work. As hard as I try, it's just not working. So, Voldemort's mindset is the Elder Wand probably the only thing that could
also
help him in this battle.
Last episode, we were talking about, like, is there a funeral, like... What happens to Dumbledore, like, the people who die? Yes, there was, because he was buried.
Yeah, yep.
Not buried, but, like, in a...
Yeah, thing. He was in, like, a tomb type
thing. It was,
like,
a cave, it looked like, or something.
Is it on a random island? Yeah. Island in the middle
and,
of nowhere.
Like, still looked, like, very put together. Like, I don't know how long it's been, but...
Yeah.
Like, his hair was
usually the body
all...
disintegrates.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I guess it takes a long time.
But he's a wizard.
Yeah, maybe there's something that they can help with that. Yeah. Keep him looking.
I feel like they'd put more security around, like, if you're going to leave his wand...
You would think.
They seem like they got in there pretty easily.
You would think, but also like...
How do they know where he was?
Also like Dumbledore having the Elder Wand isn't a known thing. It's like, we got to protect Dumbledore because he's got the Elder Wand.
Wait, how did they know where he was?
Voldemort?
Yeah.
I think he just found out where Dumbledore was buried. I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah. It's probably a common thing, you know, someone dies and
they
like,
know where he is. Yeah.
Public memorial.
Yeah. Yeah. They get ambushed again. Because the Death Eaters, they have Luna. They didn't realize he's trying to get Luna back. They're caught up by a group of snatchers. Hermione tries to, like, jinx Harry's face so it gets distorted so they can't recognize him automatically.
Pretty recognizable.
Yeah.
It worked, though. Somehow.
That is one. I have been watching them back with Joe, too. And that was, like, one of the points. And he was like, you're really telling me they don't know this is Harry?
But also, like,
it's like Hannah Montana, where you were like, you couldn't tell.
You're like, you really couldn't tell.
But also,
this
like,
was Harry.
They know who Hermione and Ron are. Don't they know they're friends with Harry?
Yeah. They should know the best friends. So they're taken to Malfoy Manor. Draco is like, ah, it might be him, it might not. Draco just continues to be like more and more of a bitch. He can't.
He's such a bitch. He's always like crying and stuff.
But isn't he like partially like maybe trying to protect Harry by being like, I don't know if that, like, he probably, how does he not know? It's Ron and Hermione right there.
Yeah, I mean, he totally does. Like, yeah, he's like, yeah.
So good for him. He's not fully evil.
Yeah, maybe. So Bellatrix notices that they have the sword. She's like, how the hell did you get that? It was supposed to be in my safe in Gringotts. And they all get imprisoned in the downstairs cellar where Luna is, Ollivander is, and Griphook the goblin is there as well. And Bellatrix starts torturing Hermione to find out how she got the sword. And Harry has this, like, the two-way mirror, and he sees somebody's face looking at him, and he says, like, if he thinks it's Dumbledore. He's like, if you, whatever. He says, we need help. Dobby shows up to save them. Dobby, house elf, he can operate anywhere. He can come in, out. There's no rules for him. So they're like, can you get us out of here? They're like, yes. He comes back, gets them, saves Hermione.
Let's talk about the wannabe elf.
Huh? Who's the wannabe elf?
Oh, the other.
Creature?
Creature? Oh, yeah. I mean, well, Creature's loyal to the Black family, and the Black family,
I know, but
bad.
It's just like, yeah. You're not as cute.
No.
At all.
Creature's not as cute.
He's just not as cute
sure,
at all.
For sure. So,
not a good name either.
No. He's got, yeah, exactly. Dobby first takes Luna, Ollivander. They go back to the cottage, which Ron tells them to go to. He comes back, they fight, they're fighting now, trying to get Hermione back, and Dobby cuts the chandelier so that it drops, so Bellatrix has to release Hermione, and they're all able to gather, and as Dobby is taking them all out, Bellatrix throws her knife, and it just catches them, so
hate Bellatrix.
She's taking out everyone.
I hate her.
This is the thing, she's so hateable. But she's such a good bad person.
Yeah, great, you know? Great villain, because I hate her so much.
Yeah, exactly. And like the smile, like Helena Bonham Carter is so good. Like the smile she gets when she knows she's done something awful. Like when the knife gets caught in and she's like, yes.
Here's the thing though. What if that had hit Harry? That would have been bad for her, because then Voldemort would have been like, you killed Harry. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, she took a risk.
And then
yeah.
Voldemort would have
fucking
killed her.
She took
a gamble there.
Them.
Yeah, maim, injure. Kill any of them, really.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't have killed, or depending where it hit them, but like,
yeah.
Dobby's so small.
So they all land on the beach and they see Dobby and he's been stabbed. And
it's the reveal, though, because you see they're all okay and then Harry turns around.
I know. It gets me every time. So, you know, took me maybe 20 plus watches of this movie to stop crying at the end of this movie.
It was because, for some reason, Dobby reminds me of Norman.
I could see that.
The personality.
Yeah.
And I thought of Norman dying.
Yeah. And the way he's just like, Dobby saves his friends. It's just,
what did he say? Something about being free?
Yeah. No, he says that before, but it's
like,
if
Norman could talk, he would talk like Dobby.
Dobby is happy or something.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, Norman would sacrifice himself for you.
He would.
He says, such a beautiful place to be with friends. Dobby is happy to be with his friend. Oh, gets me every time. Because honestly, Norman would probably say, Norman would be like, thanks for giving me a good life. Oh, no, Nat, never mind. We can't be doing that. Dobby, I know. Everybody's crying. They got to bury Dobby. He's like, I want to give
something.
Him a proper
like,
burial.
Hermione
There's
was
nothing.
Like, he's gone.
Yeah, Hermione's like, I don't have anything for this. Yeah.
That's one of the ones I wish they didn't have balls. I wish they didn't do that.
You wish Dobby made it out?
Yes, he's maybe the only character that I really wish he really made it.
I know.
Would you have preferred Ron to get killed there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would cry. I cried way more about Dobby than I would have about Ron dying.
Yeah, true.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Harry and Hermione could have been together.
Yeah, exactly.
Poor Dobby.
Yeah,
it is Dobby. Really sad. It's really sad.
I know.
But he was happy.
Yeah, he was happy.
No, I mean,
that's
look,
like what I said when my Nono said that he would be okay with dying soon because
right. he went in a way
he's happy
that he knew like he was saving Harry Potter, which is really what he's been trying to do for multiple movies now.
It now is every end of the end of every movie is Harry like scream crying like about someone dying. Like yeah. one of his like best friends dying.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So I'll say that honestly wraps it up because then yes, we see Voldemort go and get the Elder Wand and then it's like, you know, cut to black.
Yeah.
I didn't like this one.
Okay. Interesting.
The movie and
I really and maybe it's just because I knew that this is the setup to the ending. And yeah. I think that's where it got me. And I didn't like that they weren't at school anymore. Yeah. I realized that I actually liked them being at Hogwarts and I didn't like that they weren't there.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Any favorite character moments before we give a rating? Top three? Or we can go through, obviously, interest.
The dance.
Yeah, yeah.
No, obviously, that was a good moment just in general.
Yeah.
From all viewpoints of it.
Yeah.
I don't know about good, but.
Yeah, not good. I'm trying to think.
I'm dead serious that is one of my favorite scenes in these movies. So.
Because.
I just think it's a beautiful moment between friends.
Between friends.
Yeah.
Noted.
Mm-hmm.
Noted.
Yep. And then I'm trying to think of what. I think Emma Watson does a great job when she's like being attacked by Bellatrix at the end.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just in general, yeah. Also from an acting standpoint,
a lot
I think
of stunts.
That I think
Hermione's in this movie a lot.
Yeah,
like, she's like I know there. I feel like. There's been a lot of commentary being like, Ron and Hermione don't really, yeah. don't really, they're not really in these that much. Yeah. Hermione is, this no, is yeah, like yeah. her movie.
My takeaway from this movie was like, oh, wow, Hermione finally has a role.
Yeah.
Because I kind of felt that way watching the whole thing. I was like, wow, Ron and Hermione really talked about a lot, but I don't really see much of Hermione. This one, you see a
yeah,
lot of her.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, especially when Ron's gone, it's like just the two of them.
Yes.
So. Any standout moments for you, Noah?
Character-wise, I'm trying to think like,
I or even just favorite moments, standout
favorite
moments.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like happy moments. There weren't. I feel like there weren't that many happy moments.
There's
like,
not.
It's a pretty dark. Like,
there's not.
Not a lot of like. I mean, Dobby is like the main thing I think of when I think of this movie.
Yeah.
Like,
right,
the,
but not
I
in a positive
like,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It just did feel like it felt like the middle of the movie. Like a middle of a long movie when it ended, because it is just like a part
right.
one. So like the first like hour and a half, I did feel like it was kind of slow.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Part two is jam packed, so you don't have to worry about that. But okay, so I already kind of like threw out a lot of my favorite lines from this movie, so I don't know if I need to go.
Favorite lines.
Yeah, like George's. When he gets his ear blown off, he's like his joke there. I always laughed at when Harry and Ginny kiss and he just is standing in the back. He goes, morning. Harry with Ron being like, just keep talking about that light going into your heart and following her to get Hermione back. And, I guess maybe in the ministry. I do like the scenes of them in the ministry also. Because it is funny, like, just the concept of, like, other actors playing them.
Playing.
Is funny. Like, they're, when they take the Polyjuice potion,
yeah,
it's yeah. like, it's other actors.
No, yeah,
like,
was
it's
funny.
Like, you're.
Actually, that's probably my favorite
You know,
Ron
like,
moment.
You're watching it and you're thinking, like, oh, it's like Harry, Ron, and Hermione, but, like, it's other,
yeah,
actually
that
other
was,
people.
That was a funny moment where Ron, like, made out with that lady. And
yes,
then,
yes.
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah.
Mary, take the gifts.
Yeah, or, like, even before that, where. He's like, I have your wife downstairs. And he's like, oh my God, he has my wife. And
yeah,
like, you're not married.
Yeah, it's my wife. All right, Rhea, at the end of the sixth movie, Jesus, you had four people on your list that you cared about. And it was Snape, Harry, Voldemort, Draco. Has it changed?
Three of those people were barely in this movie.
Snape really just...
hit or miss.
He's really hit or miss every film.
Yeah.
So I'm going to keep him on the list.
Okay.
Because I feel like the next one, he's going to be big.
Yeah.
Voldemort, number one.
Voldemort, number one.
Still.
Voldemort's always number one. Two, I'm going Snape.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. Just, honestly, that's fair. To be honest, that's how I know you've been paying attention.
That's all I care about.
That's how I know you've been paying attention. Because I would say the biggest questions left to be answered are from those two.
I did like in the beginning when they were in that like meeting where what did Voldemort say to Snape? Like, oh, like I was wondering when you'd like.
Yeah, it was like something. You're going to
show right.
Like, where, like, now where and now he's the new, like they do show the other kids going back to Hogwarts on the train and they're looking at Harry and Neville's like, he's not here.
That was sad though, like when they had the professor from Hogwarts you could tell Draco was like.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
even Snape, you could tell, was kind of like,
serious.
Oh, we're friends.
Severus is the new headmaster.
Yeah, I know that he's going to be important next movie because he was not involved at all in this one.
For sure.
And I'm very interested in Voldemort because I think he's a great villain. The other, like, I'm not...
I think Snape and Draco are going to be good.
Yeah.
All right, so then let's give out Deathly Hallows Part 1 scores.
What did I rate the last one?
Half Blood Prince, you gave a 6.7. Noah gave an 8.2. I gave a 7.8.
I wish I could change my score. I guess we could change it at the end because I would give this one a 6.7. And I would raise...
Still lower than Half Blood Prince, but we can adjust at the end.
I would raise my Half Blood Prince after seeing this one.
Okay, so you're going 6.7. 6.7 now. You did give Half Blood Prince a 6.7, but...
But I'm going to change it at the end.
Okay, okay. So Deathly Hallows Part 1, 6.7. No?
I'll give this a 6.8.
6.8. All right, so I gave Half-Blood Prince a 7.8. And what did I give Goblet of Fire, Order of the Phoenix? Okay, so this one for me is probably like a 7. I'm going to give it a 7.4.
And that's just...
Okay, so it's not really up there for you.
It's not. This one is after Half-Blood Prince... Which has really changed because I've my feelings about that one have changed. It's under Half-Blood Prince, but above Chamber of Secrets.
Okay.
And Order of the Phoenix.
4 and 6 are definitely my favorites so far.
Yeah. And 8.2 you gave 6. So now we have one. We got one more to go.
One
Part
more,
two.
And I am thrilled to find out what happens at the end.
Yes, like,
yeah,
like
that was one
wow.
Of the
what a journey!
That was one of the funniest parts of doing 6, and this one is I don't feel it as much because either you know it's coming, but the amount of DMs that I got being like, I don't know how you didn't spoil this movie, these movies when you were talking about 6, I was like, honestly, it was a lot harder than I thought.
And
it was
getting very close during that discussion.
It was getting very close.
Yeah. This one I feel good about. Now we'll get to the ending. I'm very excited to watch the last one. I really am because now knowing everything that has happened, we know everything. And before this, I knew nothing at all.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to know what happens at the end.
Locked
I really am.
Since I'm going to London, there's like a small chance that I actually go to the.
Oh, you're gonna go to the
tour?
Well,
I don't know. I might, but like, would that spoil
anything?
You
should. No.
I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
Why don't you watch the last one on your way there?
Yeah.
I guess I could. I just like don't want to watch it. If I watch
it
now, then it's like we don't record for 2 weeks.
I know. Yeah, that's fair.
I heard the London one's crazy because it's like the set itself.
It really is. Yeah. Like, no, it's legit. I've always wanted to go. I've never been. It's like the actual real movie sets.
Maybe I'll go.
Think about it. I don't think it would really spoil anything, but...
Yeah.
And at this point, like, we're at the last movie, so
no, I
if
know,
you do find out...
I'd rather
and then,
not know before
yeah,
I
yeah.
watch, but...
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, guys, that wraps this one up, and we got one more to go. Deathly Hallows Part 2.
The end is here.
The end is here.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.